Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy and his name is Jake. The Yankees won game one. Will they win game two? What do you think, Jake?
They've got a chance, man. They've got the better team. They've got the better pitcher. That's normally a good formula, but it's a sport where chaos happens. Baseball is life. What are you going to do?
Life is baseball.
You know, John Sterling tried to tell the people that. I'm really down, and this is good news for Yankees fans, on the Texas Rangers.
Oh.
They are a certain level of bad. I know we get frustrated when we lose to Cleveland. Like, Cleveland, they still have a chance to be a 500 baseball team. Jose Ramirez is one of the great players in the game. The Rangers are bad. My goodness. The best player on their team is Adelis Garcia, and this is like his rookie breakout campaign.
They DFA'd him.
Before the game.
Like, no. Early in the season.
Right.
They DFA'd him. They were talking about it on the broadcast. They were like, yeah, you might be wearing rookie of the year, but Rangers can't really claim credit. DFA'd him. It's a pretty funny point by Kay.
I mean, and by the way, like, his OPS on the year, 753 at this point. He's got a 288 on base. So, like, this Texas Rangers ball club, I have to tell you, ain't good. With all that being said, the Yankees should win today. They should win both games. The problem is, a lot of times we say that. It hasn't happened this year. So, I don't know. Play a good game. Same lineup, Jim, and go pitch well, Monty.
Yeah, the lineup, we guessed it on the show earlier that they would just run back the same guys. They did. Judge moves to the DH role and Stanton in right field because tomorrow a lefty is pitching, so Gardner will be on the bench and Judge will be in center field. So he DHs today to get him ready for center field tomorrow. No Voit. We guessed that would happen. Guardy's in. I have bad news for you, Jake.
Okay.
The Yankees starting pitcher is Jordan Montgomery. He gets no run support.
Mm-hmm.
Zero run support all season. It's been a theme. The Rangers are pitching Dane Dunning. He shut the Yankees down earlier this season. Six innings pitched, zero earned runs. And Dane Dunning had COVID. He was out for 2.5 weeks. They built him back up in the majors. So his last two outings have been in relief, 20 innings pitched then 40 pitches. So he's still on a short outing today. He's going to have around 60 before he gets pulled. I think that's actually bad news for the Yankees because he'll get pulled after probably one and a half times through the lineup, and then they'll bring in a new pitcher, and then the Yankees have to figure him out. Rumor is they're going to bring in Glenn Otto. The good news there is Glenn Otto,
former Yankees farm.
Former Yankee. Got traded in the Gallo trade, right?
Redemption game, yeah.
He's been really bad for them. So that might be the good news there. They can get to Glenn Otto. They should have a good scouting report on him. But, if Dunning was, like, you know, going to face him three times, I like their chances better at a guy if they get to see him three times. But the fact I don't think they're going to get to see any pitcher three times, maybe not even twice. We'll see how it goes, unless Dunning just breezes through them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, even if they kick it to Glenn Otto, if they kick it to Kobe Allard, if they kick it to know, Drew Anderson, Dennis Santana, Josh Sport, like, this Rangers roster is thin. And hey, Monty, who had one kind of hiccup the other day before the Orioles start, comes back and he, you know, 12 punchies against the Orioles. That's no joke. That's a big number. Him and Ness are doing it back-to-back. It was kind of like, ah, fellas. But keep it going, Monty. He had the one hiccup against the Mets. Otherwise than that, you can butter knife it a lot of ways. Monty's been really good. Last nine starts, a 2.40 ERA. Dude, you go back to May 21st, his last 19 starts, he's a 3.17 guy. It's high-level stuff. So, Monty.
Can I tell you the pitching path to victory?
Yes.
Monty to Seve to Chapman.
Mm.
If the Yankees are up by four or more.
Mm.
And then I guess if they're up four or more, Monty to Seve. I think they got to get Seve in. Boone did say, we really want to get him in at medium leverage, but we may not have that choice. Boone also said, he said a definitive sentence yesterday, Boone. Huge. After the game, he said, we think Joely's our best pitcher against lefties, so if there's a chance where their best lefty is up, we'll try to get Joely in the game, which we know. We've known that, but I never heard him say something so definitive before.
Yeah, and Joely, you can butter knife his stats recently that he's been really good. Yeah, I mean, it's... I guess what he's showing is his card that, like, if there's two outs and a lefty they need to get out, they don't care about the three-batter minimum. Because Joely, against righties, it's like 800 OPS stuff. He gets the out the other day. Doesn't matter. Well, against the righty after the tapper.
They don't have a big lefty in their lineup today, so Joely's not going to pitch today.
Yeah, I mean, they used him against Lowe. Is Lowe out today?
I think so.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe pinch hit type stuff, but, yeah, Willie Calhoun maybe late. So, yeah, cool. Joely is good against lefties.
Chappie's available for the save. I mean, obviously you have to win games, so Clay and Chad should be available. If they're there, they both look good yesterday.
You do one or the other, I think. You got Wandy. You move Wandy up to move an inning.
Yeah, I think.
And Abreu.
Abreu, they should stay away from Lidke. He pitched 26 on Sunday, and I don't think you need him because you have Wandy. You also have King. So I think if the Yankees are up by a lot or down by a lot, you go Seve over King for that role, that like two-inning role. But who's pitching tomorrow for the Yanks?
Tomorrow for the Yankees is Kluber.
So you go King tomorrow. He's like been piggybacking Kluber. So Seve's the up or down by four today.
Yeah.
If it's a close game, I think you go Chapman for the save. You go Clay or Chad, one of them, with Wandy also in there. That's my guess. I can't believe Heaney's still an option.
Yeah, I think for me it's Monty. If you need to get out of an inning, you go to Albert Abreu there for one or two outs, and then you're trying to kick it to Seve. You know, that could be eight innings right there. Man, sniff test felt it a little yesterday on Seve. I hope they get him in the game today. Because otherwise, it's kind of like, what are we doing?
Herman's coming back soon. It's weird that Seve didn't make any rehab starts, but he's in the bullpen, and Tyone is going down to the minors to make a rehab start.
It's a little weird.
Why didn't they just rehab start Seve yesterday in the minors?
Seve stuff been had weird, man. I don't know.
If he was ready to pitch tomorrow, why don't you just use him in the minors? And have him restart. Have him throw 50 pitches. And then bring him up tomorrow. They have to use Seve in this series.
They wanted to use him in the Texas series.
They can't. So they have to. They have to use him in today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because they can't use him they want him against Boston.
I need them to use him today.
Even if it's like a safe situation?
Dude,
they should have used him as an opener yesterday. They really should have.
It's what he's trained for his whole life.
because he can't make his debut against the Red Sox.
And he's Sevy's got a pitch today.
Yeah,
Sevy's pitching today.
They should have used him as the opener.
So yeah, it's Monty,
Sevy.
Right, but if you need to get out of an inning, because if they have Sevy come in the middle of an inning, I'm gonna be like furious.
I figured it out. It's 2017 Yankee time. Pitching path to victory is Monty to Sevy to Chad to Chapman. It's 2017 Yankees time.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if that's the smartest, but you need the offense to allow them to use Sevy. Put up some runs. And do actual runs. And score multiple runs in more than one inning. Yesterday felt like a blowout for a little bit because they scored four runs. It was 4-0. And then quickly it's 4-2. And then it's 4-3. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And now the offense isn't going to score any more runs, huh? And then they don't. And you're like, ah, we can only score one rally a game. Anyway. Next up.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
No one got any homers.
No one got it. I almost gave a late promo of Gary 3-homer game yesterday. So I got excited when he homered early.
Horrified.
Also would have been pretty mad at myself because I didn't take him in the homer draft. But go, Gary, go.
Go, Gary. Go, Gary. You have the first pick. You want to take
Gary,
him?
Go, Gary, go. Go, Gary, go.
Take him, dude.
Dane Dunning. I always want to picture him lefty in my head. He is right-handed.
Take Gary.
I think I'm going FBI on you. Foul ball indicator. I'm going Rizzo.
I didn't think you were going to take Rizzo with your first pick. I thought I was locked up to get him. I didn't think you'd do it. You haven't taken Stanton yet.
No. Three game set.
He's sitting tomorrow.
You took Stanton, so.
I know.
I play the game.
Yeah, that's smart. I played the game pretty good the other day. Last series, I played the game so well. I chose Voit first, and then if you took Stanton, I was fine with it. Because I'd get him for game three.
We've moved that homer drafts in our rear view, so we don't care. But it was not even listening.
It was texting, and it was my best offense. It was my best strategy on the homer draft ever. I was going to take Rizzo. I didn't think past that. I'll take I took Stanton and Gallo yesterday. I'll take Judge. And I will take Glaber. No. No, Zach, don't put it in yet. Glaber's numbers for the last 10 games are, like, really good, but no one kind of cares. Gary.
It's a good pick.
Thing, Gary. Get hot, stay hot, be hot, live hot, burn yourself.
I like that pick.
I think the over-under is 9.5, but first, give your next pick.
Yeah, I'm going to give my second pick. Let's see. Judge and Geo yesterday. I'll go Paisan boys today.
Oh, are you really?
Let's go Gallo.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Mouse.
Good picks. Good picks.
Dunk-a-shay.
I think it's 9.5. I think I looked at it when we were doing DraftKings read during the show.
I'll believe it. Could be 9.
8.5? Same as yesterday? They hit the under yesterday?
Wow.
Dude.
They're baiting. They don't score for Monty. Kind of have a bullpen. Monty's been good.
Under.
I know.
Taking the under, Zach. Lock it in, Zach.
It looks like Daniel. Dane Dunning.
Glasses.
A lot of D's and N's.
Middle name is Dunce.
Dane Anthony Dunning. Dad.
Dad.
It's beautiful. I'm looking at one thing, and then I will make my
just
decision.
Just that one thing. Wouldn't that be something?
Do you know what Dane Dunning did in his start against the Yankees this year?
6 innings pitched, 0 on runs.
Bingo.
Open the show with it.
I know. Just checking you, man.
That was their first time seeing him, though. Right. So this is their second time seeing him. Now they have the scouting report.
I just hate how it sounds.
Infiltrated it.
I'm going over. We got to stop with these low over-unders.
It is going over tomorrow, though. So does that change your opinion today?
I don't think so. Corey Kluber pitches good against bad teams.
We're going to the game tomorrow.
Fuck. So, okay, yeah, we need to score tonight to spark the offense. It's over.
Over?
Yes.
Over. Jake's taking the over. I'm taking the under. It's a 1-0 game. Gary solo homer. Monty, complete game shutout.
That's cool.
Change up. You have a premonition today?
Premonition for today's game.
I think we get a psych out, Sevy. I think he's just bored in the bullpen, like, early.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, what's this? Are they, like, keeping Monty short? And they're just going to, like, piggyback him and keep Monty's pitch count down? And Sevy just, like, gets up and starts messing around in the bullpen because he's bored, hasn't been there before, or been in the while. Yesterday he was bored. So he just starts, like, tossing a ball in his glove. Like, we get some shots of Sevy, like, he's ready to go. He's got a glove on, a ball. He's tossing it up and down. And it looked like Sevy's ready to go.
A runner will be picked off today.
Gary's trying his hardest.
Bingo.
He is locked in. Okay. That's the show. We hope you enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully it's not a drag. Love you. If I traded it. Oh. What song is that?
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.